It's hard to maintain your physical health when you're dealing with a mental condition. Medicaid, which insures low-income people, has been trying to blend caring for the physical and mental needs of its patients, in part to save money. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN in Nashville reports.
John Pointer has more health problems than he can recall.
Memory is one of them.
He's currently recovering from his second hip replacement related to his dwarfism. He gets around with a walker. He's also diabetic and in a constant struggle to moderate his blood sugar, hence the mid-interview Coca-Cola. But most of his challenges revolve around one destructive behavior, drinking, and not sodas.
I stayed so drunk, I didn't even know what health was.
Nevertheless, he used Tennessee's health system a lot back when he was drinking heavily. Whether it was a car wreck or a glucose spike, he was a frequent flyer at the emergency room, where everything is more expensive. Tennessee's Medicaid program has more than 100,000 patients in similar circumstances. Their behavioral health condition might be manageable, like an addiction or bipolar disorder, but it's holding back their physical health. Or vice versa.
They're high-use patients. They're not necessarily high-need patients.
Roger Cathal says there's a cost to cycling in and out of the hospital with each crisis rather than staying on top of chronic illnesses. A psychiatrist and internist in Minneapolis, Cathal consults with hospitals and health plans trying to integrate mental and physical care. And that's much harder than it sounds because usually two different insurers pay the bills and the patient suffers.
And so essentially they don't get better either behaviorally or medically, because their untreated behavioral health illness continues to prevent them from following through on the medical recommendations.
For example, someone's substance abuse might keep them from taking their blood pressure pills every day. And that's why Medicaid programs are starting to encourage coordination of care in a new way. Valerie Klein helps coordinate care for patients like John Pointer. She works at a chain of mental health clinics called Centerstone.
I don't know why we didn't ever realize that looking at the whole person made a difference.
Klein is trained as a caseworker, but now instead of just making sure patients like Pointer show up to counseling sessions, she's also helping them schedule a surgery or find a ride to see their diabetes specialist.
You know, we don't really get taught about hypertension and hyperlipidemia, but then when we look at the big picture, we realize that if we're helping them improve their physical health, even if it's just making sure they got to their appointments, then we're helping them improve their emotional health as well.
Money has been a big motivator in this change of thinking. Tennessee's Medicaid program started offering sizable incentive payments for this kind of coordination 2 years ago. The agency paid out nearly $7 million in bonuses in year one. And that's because studies show the teamwork could end up saving hundreds of dollars a month per patient. But Mandy Ryan, director of innovation at Centerstone, says it's also about saving lives, since studies have found patients with mental and physical ailments tend to die young.
And they're not dying from a behavioral health, but they're dying from preventative physical health.
It's too early to say whether the program is improving health or saving money, but already the state's Medicaid program is seeing these patients in the ER less often, which is a start. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
And this story comes from a partnership between NPR, Kaiser Health News, and WPLN.